The binomial distribution in MATLAB, probability distribution function, or PDF. I've started MATLAB with a no desktop option, so we are ready to explore probability distributions. The PDF function is one of the most important ones. It is either the probability distribution function or probability density function. The same function applies to both continuous and discrete distributions. In fact, in the help page you will find a list of distributions which are supported, and the one we are interested in is of course the binomial distribution. You see the signature here. Name is the name of the distribution, bino or binomial in our case. X is the value where you want to evaluate it, and A and any subsequent parameters are parameters of the distribution. So, what does that mean? For the binomial distribution, let's say we want to evaluate it at 1. The parameters to the distribution are the number of trials, N. So let's start with 1. And the success probability, P. Let's start with 0.5. So this should be the probability of getting head in a fair coin toss. And we get 1/2 as expected. We can change the number of trials to 2. We still get 1/2 probability of getting 1 head out of 2. If we try to evaluate it at 2, we get 1/4. That's the probability of getting 2 heads in 2 trials. So that's the brief workings of the PDF function. And we'll move on to look at what the distribution looks like graphically. Let's consider 4 coin tosses to start with. So I generate an array X of values from 0 to 4. That's a possible outcomes of a binomially distributed variable with 4 trials. Now I can get the probabilities in the Y array by using the PDF function. We are still working with a binomial. Now we want to evaluate at each entry of X, 0 to 4. So I just put an array in, or a matrix in as a second argument. We had 4 trials and we're still considering fair coin tosses. And now I get all the 4 different values out. These can be plotted. I can use a bar chart to plot Y against X, like this. That should give us a figure. Let's move it inside the viewed area. And you get a nice bar chart showing the distribution. You can alternatively plot it as a curve if you prefer. Then it will look like this. And now a neat trick. Now I lost the original figure, but we can get both figures at the same time. I just need to explicitly create a new figure window with the figure command, and now I can replot bar XY. It will go into the most recently created window. So you can see that it's clearly the same points which are plotted in both figures, it's just different graphics. Another thing you can do, let's start with a bar chart. The hold command, let's turn hold on, allows you to make multiple plots in the same window. So now we get both the bar chart and the curve in the same window. We'll use the hold command again in a bit. So those two commands, figure and hold, for plot manager management is very important when you want to compare different data sets. And the plot and bar charts are the most basic plot commands. We have seen a number of MATLAB functions which are useful to study probability distributions. And you should remember the PDF function, probability distribution function. You should remember plotting with the plot and bar functions, and plot management with the hold and figure functions. And you will find more detail in the help pages. We will get back to using these functions further in the next video. Thank you.